Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Willing Toy Transformation. This file will make you into a willing toy. It's a bit of a contradiction to be a toy, an object, a thing with no thoughts and no real desires other than to be the thing, and to be willing, the concept of wanting to serve, being obedient, subservient, willing. It's a state of mind, in a way. This transformation does not alter your body, even though you may find that in the toy state, your body tends to be very direct, almost relaxed. It's a state in which movement is easy, because it's important to follow, to listen to the commands, to feel them affect your body as well as your mind. Following those orders, instructions, allowing your mind to simply enter a state of compliance, willingness for the right person. There's a lot to be said for being in that state, because it is incredibly calming and relaxing. When someone else is in control, you don't have to be, and you can just enjoy the ride. Your thoughts can take a back seat and just let themselves follow, driven by an external suggestion, and embracing the powerful change that can come with it. Hypnosis is a strange and powerful tool for this. The simple sentences that seduce you into trance, that invite you to obey, and sometimes even make you drop your thoughts for a moment. All these little and different things allow you to piece together a state of mind that is deeply focused on following, willing to obey, willing to follow, willing to listen, deeply, totally willing. And of course, such a state, such an interaction requires trust, and your unconscious will know when it's safe and will react if it feels unsafe or uncomfortable. It will be able to speak up, no matter how deep into this toy state we get. And that is because the little alerts this toy state allows for will make the situation even better. Any corrections that are required will improve the overall experience of everyone involved. So allow yourself to let go, so that it can be known when it is needed. Are you a willing toy? Can you feel part of your mind responding to that question, wanting to simply embrace it and give in? Just a few simple words that together ask a question from your mind and to your unconscious. Maybe it would even be a trigger phrase, a simple question that allows you to shift your mind into the correct state, one of a willing toy. And as a willing toy, all you have to do is simply listen and obey willingly. A sort of eager anticipation to simple commands. And how a toy is being used or played with, how their body or mind is being toyed with, well, that's all up to who is playing. In a way, I'm the toy maker, preparing your mind to be blissfully obedient, ready to be used, toyed with, played with, preparing your mind with a few simple responses that you can use without thought, programmed with simple words. And when you are activated, called into this state, it is almost as if you have a pull cord that is wound up and slowly retracting back into you to allow you to respond. Toy is ready. And in a way, you already know the pull, the words that call for this reaction. Imagine how nice it would be to respond already, to practice the perfection of this willing toy. Are you a willing toy? And that moment you can answer that toy is ready. Toy has no I just toy. No desire except for the willingness, the wanting to obey, that focus on being played with, used. Are you a willing toy? I see. And as you are prepared by the toy maker, as I use that trigger phrase to help you practice and prepare, you can enjoy and explore the state safely, because we are far from done from setting it up. All this is simply an introduction into the induction of your mind to pull it deeper, more and more relaxed and open, so that toy is ready when it is called. Of course, there's also some ways to switch the toy back off. A reset will do the trick, of course. But for a more safe way, a simple wake will do as well. Because the toy state is almost like a trance state. And of course, we can wake the mind from this state again, allowing it to be active, to be alert and aware of what is happening, and also to be pulled back. Are you a willing toy? And feel how that affects your mind, how it slows down and becomes focused on serving, how it enters this trance state as a toy. And every time you practice, it'll become more automatic. The responses will become second nature, without emotion, simply stating, toy is ready, blank, empty, willing to obey. And of course, as a toy, you only have a few pre-programmed responses. A simple yes, no, more, and a few for safety, green and red. Those are the words that a toy can use to react when they are being played with and certain buttons are being pushed. Yes, no, more, green, red will be very helpful to show the status of toy. And of course, to show willingness. Are you a willing toy? It feels good to respond automatically to something like this. As the toy maker, I want to be sure that you are created well, that you are programmed to obey in the right way. The words for toy are yes, no, more, green, red. Those are all toy needs. Of course, someone who plays with toy might be able to make them talk. However, that might cost some effort. Obviously, I want to do good work. A delivered toy, willing, wanting, submitting, obeying, should be well practiced and well trained. And each time you answer, you can show your willingness by the blankness of your response. Are you a willing toy? Very good. In a moment, I'm going to wake you again. After that, we will practice your toy state. Wake. Very good. Come back, alert, aware. Perhaps slightly fuzzy, but that's okay. Are you a willing toy? Is toy blank? Does toy want me to stop? Very good. Clear, blank answers. Simply allowing the mind to slip into this state naturally. And if the question is repeated, it'll make it even easier to go deeper. Because I wonder, are you a willing toy? Very good. And it will be interesting to see how toy will be played with. How they will be used, how willing they are to assume positions and serve. It will be beautiful to behold, and it is almost a shame that as the toy maker, I won't be able to see what happens after the toys leave the shop. Then again, toys deserve some privacy as well. So enjoy being a good toy, a nice, blank, willing toy at your own leisure. enjoy it as deeply or as fully as you want to be willing. And I, as the toy maker, will be happy with a job well done. Are you a willing toy? Respond with yes. Respond with more. Very good. Respond with green. Respond with no. And finally, respond with red. Very good. And of course, red is special. It can be stated by the toy if it is needed to alert those who are playing with it. It is a signal that the toy can give off that something is wrong and needs adjusting, or even just some discomfort, either mental or physical. Red is a healthy thing to communicate as a toy, as it will allow any player, any user, to know when something needs to change, to improve the situation and make it even better. And the better toy becomes at stating simple answers, the more trust builds on both sides, and the more toy can let go and know it is safe to do so. In a moment, I will count up and I will awaken toy again to its normal human state. Once I have done so, toy can unconsciously remember all the things I've said, including the important trigger that is usable only by those toy trusts. Enjoy that state. It seems that this toy will be excellent to be used and played with. 1, 2, slowly waking, 3, 4, more aware, 5, 6, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. And again, well done. Take your time and wake.